Chapter 1. The Human-Animal Relationship. A characteristic element that we notice in the human-animal relationship is flexibility, freedom from the constraints and rules typical of the human relationship, and, in particular, of verbal communication, which allows, on the one hand, a free expression of feelings and emotions, on the other hand, the manifestation of anxieties and fears without qualms, thus also favoring a better understanding of oneself. In fact, without feeling judged by the animal interlocutor, the person can express themselves without inhibitions, freeing themselves from tensions and fears. Over the years, the importance of a genetic predisposition, often unconscious, has also been assumed, in many people, to zoophilia. The so-called zooanthropological gene, which manifests itself as a reciprocal relationship facilitated or privileged relationship between humans and animals, triggers man's innate attraction to animals. Animals have the ability or sensitivity to understand their attitudes, modifications, and even minimal signals. The zooanthropological gene would not only exist in humans but would have its reciprocal, more or less developed, in animals and especially in those of certain species that, particularly in the early stages of life, would be more or less attracted to man. It follows the possibility of a fatal attraction, developed mainly by individuals endowed with particular but not exceptional sensitivity. The relationship with the animal activates the person's cognitive abilities, opens the door to willingness, and predisposes to change. In assisted interventions, specific relationship activities are prescribed according to the needs and characteristics of the user, carefully analyzing their needs and vulnerabilities. From a therapeutic point of view, living with animals, looking after them, feeding them, and cuddling them is a very important experience. Love, and to be loved freely. It means taking charge of a life, and in this way, also learning to take care of oneself. Also, to take care of oneself. Seeing and stroking an animal can bring back long-lost memories and curiosities. What is more, animals act as emotional mediators. They are a tool for easing tensions. Apart from headaches, the pathologies that respond best to these stimuli are autism, mental retardation, hyperactivity, attention disorders, ADHD, anxiety, phobias, and depression. It has been observed that cat purring produces a beneficial effect on the brain and reduces blood pressure. Verbal and tactile interaction with an animal can cause a reduction in heart rate, muscle tension, and body temperature, accompanied by a general sense of calm. The visit of an animal, e.g., a dog, can often also involve relatives and neighbors, creating a festive atmosphere and facilitating interpersonal reactions. The horse has accompanied man in his battles and conquests for thousands of years, proving reliable, courageous, sensitive, and intelligent. These qualities make this animal a valuable co-therapist for treating physical and mental disabilities. While always manifesting its state of mind, even with opposition and refusal, the horse knows how to be very tolerant, demonstrates a particular sensitivity towards the needs and limits of users, accepts them calmly, and avoids dangerous situations. It intuits and understands exactly how practice takes place, anticipating movements to the right or left. And in this case, one must be careful not to anticipate the execution of orders, taking away the jockey's determination and initiative. For the implementation of these therapeutic activities, there is a need for particularly reliable, emotionally stable individuals who can instinctively recognize the idiosyncrasies of subjects who are often problematic due to their psychophysical limitations. With its undulatory gait, which stimulates limbic input, the horse cradles and cuddles the rider, capable of intense or delicate performance, as the case may be, full of energy, constant, attentive, and curious, who manages to transmit these qualities to those who ride or care for him, stimulating similar responses. The experiences are perceptive, perceiving one's own body moving on the horse in turn, maintaining balance, assessing effort, sensory, seeing, smelling, emotional, vibrating under the stimulus and vibration of the other. Affective, feeling and comparing the differences between subjective emotions and those of the animal, and cognitive, understanding